Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And welcome back to Saturday afternoon rugby league on the Triple M network. And I noticed they are now listening, Matt and Des and the boys at the Cronulla Golf Club. Good to have you guys on this afternoon. What did you want to say there,
Del? Well, speaking of that, our man there, Ryan Girdler, said Steve Rogers was his hero. One of our friends used to be his next door neighbour, the great Marty Downs.
Of course he's did. Listening. Oh, really?
Yes, he's listening in the car,
right,
Marty.
Right,
And used to be the neighbour, so yeah.
What's you know about Marty Downs, do you, Em?
The story with you.
No, there's no story with me. It's all.
He loves our show.
Have you ever thought you and Marty Downs about like selling this whole thing to like Who magazine or, you know, Women's Weekly or something?
You what
know,
are you talking
like,
about?
The photos.
He's just a good mate.
Yeah.
And he loves our show.
Yeah.
We get down there to Southern Highlands, mate. You should come down one weekend.
I think two's company. Hello, Marty.
He's invited you down there to the Royal and that.
Yes, Marty, always good to know that you are
in the Bundanoon
listening and taking good care of our
He might be there listening with Madge. Maybe they're listening together.
Yeah.
Nah, Madge would have his game face
right.
on now.
Yeah, he would.
Now, before we go any further, it's time for this.
Mail.
All right, the great Brent Reed is about to join us. Reedy, we've got some great mail here. Welcome, of course, to Saturday NRL.
Thanks for being here, Marie.
That's okay. Before we go any further, the kids' grand final, how'd it go today?
Well, I think they were attempting to get in.
This is a story of great trauma for me and my family. The boys had a 5-0 win, unbelievable, best performance of the year, but they played at 8:30. The other two teams that we were up against played at 10 o'clock. We needed one team to beat the other. My manager went to watch the game, hopefully to heckle the team that we needed to lose. And they've missed, the team that we needed to win missed four open goals, drew nil all. We've missed the grand final.
Oh no.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
What team is it, mate?
It's Manly Landy. You know what it comes back to? Remember I told you a couple of weeks ago I gave them a bake after a game?
Yeah.
All came back to that game. I told them, you get what you deserve. You know what? They got what they deserved.
How old are they, Reedy?
They're 11.
Yeah, great great leadership, mate.
Reedy.
Yeah.
This, like Mary McGregor's going to be asked, like Stephen Kearney, are you going to be the coach there next year?
Well, it's a very good question, Em. It's a lot of pressure. I put a lot of pressure on myself. Maybe they've stopped listening. I've got to say, today, they were magnificent. They only had 10 men today. Unbelievable. So, you know, it was a good way to end the season.
Word around on the beaches, Reedy, is you've lost the dressing room. So,
if we had one, I'd believe you. But unfortunately, the boys get twisted out in the open.
Hey, Reedy, have you ever seen, that Foxtel commercial where that dad's real serious? Like, comes with a long run up and is real pumped up? That's what you remind me of, mate. Take it down a level, mate. It's all about the kids, mate, not you.
We're a team. We win and lose together.
I think what you need to do, though, now, Reedy, before we move on, put on some sort of a sportsman's lunch for them. I'll come along. Just to help out. Anyway, mate, what's the latest on Jesse Ramian?
Yeah, look, obviously there was a talking about with the Bulldogs this week. It's my understanding he's spoken to the Tigers as well. So they've obviously expressed an interest in him. Now, it's difficult for them because they've got some cap problems. They've got some guys to sign, including Em's brother, Chris. So they've got some cap difficulties. I think they've asked Jesse if he'd be willing to sort of wait around for them, but I'm not sure he'll do that. Look, the other club's interesting, obviously, the Cowboys. And they've got plenty of cap space, but they've just got to wait and see what the price is. I think they're only interested in Jesse at the right price because they've got to save money, obviously, for Valentine Arms. The interesting one, there was a rumour going around he met with Parramatta yesterday. Now, I checked this out last night, and the Eels said that was incorrect. They haven't met with Jesse Ramian. So, as it looks right now, I don't think they're in the picture either. Now, it's dangerous talking about Jesse because, obviously, last week we spoke about him and Melbourne got their knickers in a knot and worked into a lather over it and said, we aren't interested in him. You know, we've obviously put a line in Melbourne after that. But certainly the Dogs, they look as though they're in the box seat at the moment. They've got money to spend. They've met with Jesse. They've told him their case and why he should come to them. And the other clubs look as though they've got a bit of cap difficulty, in particular Tigers. So at the moment, I'd say the Dogs are heavy favourites to land Jesse Ramian. He'd be a great signing for them because they really need a strike centre.
Okay. Josh Jackson's future at the Bulldogs. Josh Jackson,
didn't it?
I'll tell you what happened.
Just because he's not going to South, you don't care.
No. Can I tell you what happened there, Reedy? The producer says in my ear, give Wendell and M and Ryan the chance to say something.
I thought he said, "Don't say something."
Oh,
I thought you said,
"Move
on."
Guys.
You know what? He's a problem.
You've got to control this.
Spoisy would have had this under control.
Maybe you should make eye contact.
He's back next week, mate.
Maybe. Yes. Kidding. Josh Jackson's future at the Bulldogs.
Look, there was a rumour during the rounds this week that Josh Jackson was going to go to market on November 1, and I checked this out with the Dogs, and they said, look, that's not the case. There was some suggestion that maybe Josh was sick of losing and wanted to explore his options. Well, I checked with his management and the Dogs, and they both said that's definitely not the case. The Dogs want to get Josh Jackson extended before November 1 because they know that, you know, if Josh hits the market or is available to speak to clubs on November 1, there'll be plenty of clubs queuing up to sign him. So they want to sit down with Josh Jackson in the next 10, 11 weeks and get him nutted away. And there's obviously a heap of blokes in that sort of space at the moment. I mean, we've got, I think, November 1, what have we got, 12 weeks, 3 months till that comes up. And, you know, I mentioned Dave Fifita on the Thursday night show. The Brisbane back row is a guy that there's a million clubs eyeing off Dave Fifita and ready to unload big cash to sign him. And I know the Broncos want to get him put away as well. So Josh Jackson's one of those guys. That was wrong. As I said, it was doing the rounds this week. There was a few journos chasing it, but the Dogs want to keep Josh Jackson. They want to get him signed and sealed and kept there for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's crazy because Josh Jackson, if anyone deserves a new contract, it's certainly him because he certainly fought through the tough times, wears his heart in his sleeve, just turns up every week and does his job.
Hey, Reedy.
I think where it came from was that, you know, obviously he's had some lean seasons there, and there was a sense that maybe this would be like Josh's last big deal and maybe he wanted to get out and go to a club where he could win a comp. But his management is saying that's not the case, and the club's saying that's not the case. So I think they'll get something done if both parties want to get it done.
So, Reedy, I just want to clarify, you're saying that the other journos don't know what they're doing and you're on the ball and you have the correct story when others don't.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. No, I'm saying some other journos were chasing around this week because they'd heard the same rumour, that's all.
You two communicate a lot better when you both had six schooners, but, which is more often than not. Yeah. Hey, I just on that, you're talking a lot about the Bulldogs, Reedy. What does that mean now for the Trebojeviches? Are the Bulldogs still interested in possibly getting the duo over?
Well, I think they are, Gers, but I think they're realistic. And I think everyone's realistic about the Trebojevic boys. I don't think anyone expects them to leave Manly. And, you know, obviously, those two and Latrell Mitchell, there's been a lot of talk about those guys this season. Latrell's gone pretty quiet, actually. It's an interesting one. That one's was really simmering there for a while, but it's gone really quiet at the moment, the Latrell situation. But the Trebojevic boys, you know, obviously Manly have said they want to keep him. They've both said they want to stay, and they'll get a deal done. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. So I think that's why clubs like the Dogs are sort of looking elsewhere, because I think they're realistic. I think they know that they're not going to get those two blokes. They're not going to leave Manly.
No.
And that leads us into, obviously, DCE last night. We saw him with that right ankle. How did that pull up?
Yeah, the word is he's pulled up all right today. So that's good news for Manly. It was obviously a pretty disappointing performance, and there are a few fears for DCE when he hurt that ankle, and he's obviously had some ankle problems. But the word out of Manly today is he's good to go, he'll be fine, and he'll back up for him next week. So a bit of good news there for the Sea Eagles after a pretty disappointing night.
Reedy, do you know if there's been much interest in Josh Reynolds?
I think there's been some expressions of interest, but the issue is dollars, Em, isn't it? Because, you know, if the Tigers need a club that could put some decent money in, otherwise it's a waste of time letting Josh Reynolds go. So, look, I don't think there's been anything formalised or anything that's of any great size that would make the Tigers think realistically about letting him go, because I just don't think it's worth their while at the moment. But there's some clubs that are definitely looking at the situation and may explore that down the track. I think that's an off-season thing. I don't think anything will happen with Josh Reynolds while the season's going on. I think that's an issue where I reckon we're going to see some movement in the off-season, and maybe he's one of those guys that when all the dominoes fall, maybe he finds himself a new home as well. But nothing's happening at the moment on that front as far as I know.
All right, mate. And sorry to hear about your little team losing today. And
Thanks, mate. I'm going to sound very sincere from you, mate. I appreciate it.
No, I mean it sincerely, mate. And
oh, yeah.
I hope that you can you can bounce back next year because I know that you did your best, mate. I know they did their best as well. Thank you, Reedy.
They did some weeks, Maureen, not every week.
Oh, mate, you're terrible.
Well, good on you, mate. Go away and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, the great man, Brent Reed. Dragons 22, Norths 18 is the score in Canterbury Cup with 4 minutes left in that game. So Dragons lead that game by four. When we come back, we're going to do the NRL awards so far, like who is the coach of the year, Dally M player of the year, maybe rookie of the year, that sort of thing.
Yep.
We're moving in that area with M, Wendell, Ryan Girdle and Maroon as Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M rocking the footy live at Cogra Oval. It's retro round. And now 90 seconds left. Dragons 22, Norths 18 in Canterbury Cup with Gerds and Wendell and MR Lawrence and Maroon here. We thought we'd just have a little bit of a look at we call them the Dally M's so far. Just our little look at the NRL awards so far. Who we like for Coach of the Year, Dally M, Rookie of the Year. M, if I started with you and said Coach of the Year, I think I know who you might say.
Are you thinking Des Hasler?
I am thinking that.
Yeah, well, over the last few years, we have always given it, or it's always been given to a coach who's surprised many, turned a club around. And yes, I would say Manly have been the most surprising. But why can't we acknowledge someone like Craig Bellamy? I know they do well every year, but Billy Slater's gone. So, you know, everyone didn't expect them to do as well as they were doing. And to maintain that level over a number of years, I think we still have to acknowledge Craig Bellamy. So do I have to pick one?
No, I think that you make a very good point there, Em, actually.
You know, it's always the one, the most surprising.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of like most improved. It's not best and fairest, really, usually.
Yeah. So, but you've got to pick one.
Okay.
Who are you going to pick?
Well, I'm going to change the trend and give it to Craig Bellamy.
All right. What about you, Gerds?
Yeah, it's hard to go past Billy Ake. I appreciate what Desi's done over there. And I was one that sort of thought they'd finish bottom four after, you know, the change of coach at the back end of last year and salary cap sanctions and the like and their roster and what Des has been able to do to some of those young guys coming through and giving them, you know, the confidence and belief to play their best footy. But you can't go past Billy Ake. I mean, he's got the club into a position with five games to go where they're, you know, 6 points ahead of everyone else in the competition. They've had to endure a lot of change over the last couple of years. And he's done a fantastic job.
And then maybe we could say we can throw in someone like a Ricky Stewart.
He's my man. I think I said the other night. Well, I think we did Thursday night. Ricky Stewart, I know he's had like a pretty solid squad there and been around about, you know, the 8th or 10th position. But I like what Ricky Stewart's done with that team.
Yep.
There's a real hardness to that team. And obviously the four Englishmen done a good job. But also I think the kids he's brought into that side, they're doing a really good job. So obviously, they're doing some great work down there at Canberra and good test from against the Roosters this weekend.
What about Dally M Player of the Year? If we had to pick a Dally M Player of the Year.
I'm going to go with Cam Munster. Mm-hmm. I just think that Munster's taking his game to a new level. I know it's hard there because Cam Smith's been so good week in, week out, but I just like what Cam Munster's done this year. I think he's evolved not just as a strike player, but I just think as a person as well. So I've seen a bit of maturity there with Cam Munster.
I'm going to go with James Tedesco.
Yeah, he's been good.
He had a great season last year. He, you know, won State of Origin, he was the Roosters Player of the Year, the Blues Player of the Year, and I think he's taken his game to another level again this year. And the Roosters have had injuries to key players. So Jake Friend's been out for a bit. Boyd missed a couple of games. Jared was suspended for quite a few and injured. But I think when they've been missing those other senior players, he's been so good for them all the time. So I'm going to go with James Tedesco.
Yeah, Tedesco for mine. I mean, he's the best big game player, I think, in that we have in the game at the moment. He excels in those occasions. And I know, at the back end of this season, we know what we're going to get out of James. And obviously, there's still, you know, half a dozen rounds to go. But they've got a little bit of a tough run in, the Roosters. And he's in great touch. And I think he just puts his best foot forward on a weekly basis. And Yeah, I think he's going to win the Dally M's, to be honest.
I tell you what, I'm interested to hear you guys with this one. The best buy, because there's obviously one or two that come immediately to mind. Would you like to start this one, Wendell?
Yeah, I'll go with Chance until the clock stat. I think, you know, you talk about the elite fullbacks, you know, the game breakers, like Tuivasa Sheck and Tedesco, as you talked about, consistently and with figures. He's done some really good stuff this year, and I don't think I've seen him have a bad game. You know, he's been, you know, line breaks, you know, tackle breaks, and just seems like he's taken his game on a new level. And I remember when he debuted a couple of years ago, I think we called it, I think out at Penrith versus the Warriors. Mate, I think he was a scrawny little kid coming in, and he had a funny name. He just didn't know how long he was going to last for. Mm. But, you know, mate, really good buy from Canberra, and he's helped Jack Wharton go to 5'8 and do his job. And then, you know, he's been a great, he's been a revelation this year.
Em?
I was going to say Chance, but instead I might go John Bateman.
Mm. Oh, so that's still Canberra feel, yeah?
Yeah, Canberra feel. Ricky actually has even said that he was so surprised with what Chance has been able to offer and never expected him to do that. But with John Bateman, I think I just love his aggression, and he's not as big as some other forwards, but he just doesn't care. He puts his body on the line, and he's pretty skillful as well. I think of been sidelined a couple of games where he's even maybe put a kick or two in, and I think he's just, from what it sounds like, he seems like a great person to have around that group too. He's a real larrikin, came on the Professor one time on Fox League and was just such a great guy. So I'm going to go John Bateman.
Okay, two Canberra players. What about you, Ryan?
Yeah, they're two pretty good ones. I'm going to go with Ryan Madison. I think he was an astute purchase there for the Tigers from the Roosters. I love him as a player. I think he's one of the most underrated players. Got a little bit of an opportunity to get into Origin camp this year. I think he's a future Origin player, potentially even an Australian player. I like the fact that Madge playing in the middle at the moment, took him off that edge, play him in the middle. All the skills, good kick, great passing game, really physical, big body. And a great attitude, seems like a great fella. So I'm going to go with that. And not a bad Lebanese dancer either. Saw him up there on stage with Robbie a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, so he's a bit of a character.
Yeah. Get the dubkey up there.
Yeah, I think he's been a great boy.
You know you're doing good Lebanese dancing if you get to go on the end and hold the hanky up. If you're up the end with the handkerchief, you know that you are some sort of a Lebanese dancer.
You ever held
guru.
The hanky up?
No, they don't let me anywhere near
too
the
short?
Hanky. I'm down the other end. I'm down the other, down the caboose.
At least we were invited to that party, that
we
Lebanese
were.
Party, but the other two weren't, unfortunately.
No, and the Lebanese food was outstanding. Mm-hmm. Not often you get Lebanese food at an NRL gathering, but we had some lovely hummus and some Lebanese chicken and some zaytun and some lovely arak to wash it all down with. And it went on and on and on, but by geez, just to spend that time with you, Em, I loved it. It was a lovely night.
Why wasn't I invited?
I don't know, mate. You'd have to take that up with Robbie Farah.
I'm friends with Robbie Farah.
No, it was because you were friends with Gordy.
You think you are.
Oh, yeah, I am friends with Gordy too. Yeah. They're both my mates. Yeah. So.
But, mate, just because you're friends, Robbie Farah knows 1,000 people, mate.
Yeah, but I've been mates with him for a long time.
Yeah, but he can't ask everyone. Yeah, it's like when you have a wedding or a 25th, you can't ask everyone.
Well, he found the room for you.
Well, because, mate, me and Robbie, he's another one that I try and mentor a little bit. Okay? He's another one that I try and just pull him aside.
What's the best advice you've given him?
Oh, look, this is the best advice I give ever anyone, just one foot in front of the other. There'll be good days, there'll be bad days. Mm.
Well, I can just picture you, Robbie, and Hoops having a coffee down at Rabbitohs training, just going over life's problems.
Yeah, well, that's exactly
beautiful
right.
Thought.
Yeah, you know, we solve the problems of the world down there. Mm. You're welcome. In fact, what I might do is bring them to one of your
That'd
many, 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 many coffee shops.
That'd be fantastic. I could do with the extra business.
My favourite one's the one at DY, but it's always Chockers.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, we've always got a place there for you.
Mm. I like a chicken burger. Have you got anything that reads healthy there? Have you got anything that...
There's a turkey burger.
Oh, yeah. I'll gobble that up.
Oh, that's
good. The turkey burger on the charcoal bun's good.
Yeah.
Or the holy avo, the halloumi soaked in honey. Mm. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of charcoal buns, Wendell, what about rookie of the year?
Mate, you know what? Hey, how do you know they're charcoal? Have you seen me? Have you seen me naked?
Yes, I have seen you naked.
Maureen, honestly, this is your last Saturday. You're out of control here today, mate. You know what? That could be HR issue, mate.
It could be. I know.
It's okay, mate.
It could be. But what about for Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year? I'd say Brian Tahoe. He's been really good. I know he's on the wing. He doesn't play in the middle, obviously, the halves. But I think just his try-scoring prowess and just his running, I think he's been a breath of fresh air for the Panthers since he's come in.
There's a couple. I might go Britton Nakora.
Oh, yeah.
He's been good for the Sharkies. They're obviously losing with Luke Lewis retiring, Wade Graham injured. They had lost a lot of experience, and they weren't sure who they were going to put into that back row. But Sean Johnson actually said that he wanted Britton Nakora on that edge with him. So that's a massive rap straight away, just from the preseason games. Made his debut for the Kiwis, and yeah, I think he's been really solid. You know, I mean, not scoring all the flashy tries, obviously, like the wingers, but he's tough and pretty skillful for a back row or two.
Yep.
Does Payne Haas qualify?
Yes.
If he qualifies, he wins it hands down, doesn't he?
I think it's
four games the year before.
Mm.
So I don't think he played more than four games last year. So therefore, I think he qualifies. So I think he'll win it without doubt. Yeah.
All right.
He's played Origin. He's been instrumental in getting the Broncos into the top eight at the moment.
So that's some. I'm proud of you guys. You all put lots and lots of good hard work into that.
Did you put any effort into that segment?
I did. I had some little. I had some little nominations.
Oh, no, I know what you did. You had some buns in there, didn't you?
What I'll do now is I'll take a little bit of a break. We'll come back and have a look at some of these games tomorrow, and we'll take a look at this game coming up this afternoon, which is big game. You can still get seats though, I think, for this one. The Cogger Oval game sees the Titans take on the Gold Coast Titans take on the Dragons here. It's retro round as Triple M rocks the footy. Yeah, retro round at the beautiful Cogra Jubilee Oval. Gee, it's a lovely day. Night. Well, it's windy, but it's a beautiful blue sky, and we're overlooking Botany Bay, a little bit choppy, the old bay today. And as we speak, the Titans are out there warming up, but we've got the Gaimere Gorillas out there, and I think that's renowned, having a little run round on the sideline there as well. So it's a good family day. Crowd really starting to build, and it's going to be a big day of rugby league. Maybe you're going to have a little flutter on that game with ladbrokes.com.au. Back yourself, gamble responsibly. Let's bring in our man from Ladbrokes, Roger the Dodger Aldridge. Rog, welcome. What's happening today?
Oh, just a big day of footy myself, actually, but it'll be down on the other coast at the Gabba watching the Lions.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm missing that, mate. I hope that's a big game for you. But I love that.
I'm
but
excited
I love
too. Lions versus Gold Coast.
Oh, that's not a big game? Or?
Queensland Derby, yeah.
Okay, the right.
Suns are,
I still wouldn't say it's a big game.
No.
All right.
In Queensland it is.
Poor old Dragons haven't set the world on fire, but how are they going in the battle against the Titans, mate?
Yeah, the punters think they might actually get on the board with a win today against the struggling Gold Coast Titans. $1.33, St George Illawarra, $3.25 Gold Coast, and the Lions at 9.5 on this one.
Mate, what about the Knights? They've been struggling at the moment, and the Eels have been a bit hot and cold. Where's the money going there, mate?
All with Parramatta at this one. Ooh. At home, $1.65, yeah. The Eels. The Knights, probably only about 10% of the money we've taken at Deep in Newcastle. They're $2.24 and a 3.5-point line on that one.
What about the West Tigers and the Doggies tonight, Roger?
Yeah, they're with the Tigers to maintain a spot in the eight. $1.50 West, very well backed. Bulldogs, $2.55. Not without support, but certainly no idea the money for them, as we've seen for the Tigers. The line on that one's 4.5 points.
Righto, mate. Well, look, you enjoy your AFL this afternoon. Go the Lions.
Indeed.
Check out all your NRL markets at ladbrokes.com.au. Back yourself. Gamble responsibly. Thanks, Dodge.
Thanks, team.
See ya. Rogno, Rog.
Saturday NRL, and of course we are live at Cogra Jubilee Oval. I think I'm going to catch up with Dobbo very shortly. We're just getting Dobbo ready down
Beautiful.
There. And we've got an outside broadcast, which I know you guys are looking forward to. One of Sydney's premier clubs. It's a beautiful club, Castle Hill RSL. So come along to Castle Hill RSL next Saturday from 12, and all the guys will be broadcasting live. So that'll be you, Del, you, yep. M, you,
Rog.
Next Saturday. Castle Hill RSL. You can go there. I know a few people there as well.
We're going there.
You're going there. Have a steak. Andy will look after you there. Or Abe will look after you there. It's from old mates of mine. And you can have a look around there. They have got a beautiful new sports bar for you to have a look at.
Well, I'll tell you what they've got at Castle Hill Way is a nice golf club as well.
Right.
I might even try and get around to golf in there if I can.
Well, if you can do that, mate. Well, as long as you're there by 12 o'clock, yeah. We don't care what you do. If you're going to get around to golf in.
Yep.
But look, the other thing is too, for celebrations, helping you celebrate, let's catch up with our man, the Round Mount of Sound. We love him, Big Ben Dobbin. Dobbo, welcome to Saturday NRL for the first time today.
How are you guys? Couldn't be happier.
Well, mate, what's going on in rugby league? I tell you what, I made the comment earlier, Dobbo. I thought they got out of jail, the old Broncos, the other night.
I thought Ben Hannett described it really well on Friday to me. He just said that game made him really sad to see where both sides are at this present moment. If we remember 2015, if we remember the battles that these two proud clubs have had each other, they are a long way from their best. Now, I don't know what Wendell's thoughts are on this about rebuilding, but, I mean, rebuilding to me is a word that you use to sugarcoat that you're playing badly. And at the moment, I know there's a lot of injuries and there's been a lot of movement of their rosters, but gee whiz, both of them, the fact that Brisbane are in the eight, I mean, seriously, that game was not an indication of good rugby league. It was a pretty disappointing 4X derby, which has been so fiercely contested for so long.
Cowboys, I understand them having to rebuild. So many injuries, obviously a couple of buys that didn't go according to plan. But the Broncos, there's no such word as rebuilding with the Broncos. I think I've said it three or four times this year when they've been beaten by 40 points. That's not what I associate with the Broncos. So for me, they weren't the best team of the night, but they found a way to win. I think the refs got a few calls wrong, and hopefully the Broncos can take that life and sort of use it, because at the moment they're not playing good enough. Earlier on, they were great. The intent was good, but then they brought the Cowboys back into the game.
Hey Dobbo, how far away is young Dearden? Because, gee, they really struggle getting around the park, and that's no sort of blight on Turpin, who's a number
nine. He's
done
a good job, yeah.
But where's Dearden at?
Well, he had he played 2 weeks ago at Wynnum, and he's taken off in the 30-minute mark. Now, they actually did a scan on him. They thought he'd fractured his ankle last Sunday. Monday comes, no, it hasn't been fractured. But there is a thought process, and Anthony Seibold, he won't be there this week against Penrith, but there is a thought process that now it's that long in, they might not risk him. I spoke to Seibs about it. They just said, look, we might not, because he's only 18, we might just put him on ice till the end of the year and bring him back next year, like even if he is fully fit. I mean, if they go into the semis, they're going to want their best side, and there's no doubt he's the best seven. All the heat's been on their captain, Darius Boyd. And, I mean, I've never played in the backs. I never will. I've never even played at that kind of level. I mean, the Miles Devils was the best of my rugby league ability. but for Darius Boyd to have 1 metre, like one carry 1 metre as a 5'8", I don't know. He was good in defence. I mean, you know, like he made some great tackles. But, gee whiz, he's got to get his hands on the ball as much as Anthony Milford for that side to go well. I mean, we can say the halves and Turpin. Turpin had to take control. Mate, he's a makeshift seven. He's a number nine by trade. He learned off Cameron Smith. He's now re-signed there for 3 years. Brisbane have obviously clearly made their intentions that they see him as the long-term future there, because they wouldn't have re-signed him for 3 years. Andrew McCulloch took up the option. He'll be there to the end of next year, but he couldn't see both of them remaining there in 2021. That, you know, Macca will obviously move on. Or he'll come at a discount no matter what. I think Brisbane's problems at the moment, they've got some great players, but geez, they're lacking some experience. No Alex Flynn, no Matt Dillon, and it showed. Those forwards, they just lost their way. And you're right, they started so well. They lost their way a bit. I mean, some passes being pushed. The bench has been so strong. They're just fatigued. They're young blokes. It's a grinding season, and they are for starting to be fatigued now. And Penrith, if Penrith put up what the form that they can do, they should lap Brisbane. They really should.
Well, one experienced forward they did lose. It went to the Cowboys, Josh McGuire, and gave Fifita a nice friendly facial and allegedly an eye gouge. It was interesting. Matt Lodge told Freddie after the game, he said, "Yeah, I don't like him." And look, he may have been joking, but it seemed like he was serious. Do you know, is there much feeling around the group? Are they annoyed at that kind of behaviour from Josh McGuire? And is there any ill feeling? I mean, given he's a former teammate.
Oh, look. Josh McGuire, if you have a rugby league team, you need Josh McGuire, in your team. He's pretty shaken up, to be honest with you. I've actually had some contact with the family. He's very upset about the negative backlash that's come towards him. Yes, he plays on the edge. He doesn't believe he eye-gouged him. Now, look, he's facing 4 weeks. We all know what's gone on. Matt Lodge has come out in the last 24 hours and said, look, I love him. He's a great mate of mine. You know what I mean? You know, don't let the media hype it up. But he actually did say that. You're right, him. But Josh McGuire's now is... I got a message the other night. He's very, very down on the whole game at the moment. I know people say, oh, he's brought it on himself, stuff like that. He was at the Cowboys, and he's at the Cowboys to play a role. He plays that role. He's the hard man in the pack. Every pack's got one. There's a Sam Burgess at South Sydney. I know everybody gets on it and bags him. I think they love him. I mean, he clearly got under Tevita Pangai Jr.'s feathers. He completely lost his way once he got rattled by McGuire. And, I mean, I'm Paul Green. I'm like, mate, you've done the job for us, you know?
He can do all that, though, Dobbo, without sticking his fingers in people's eyes, which is a dangerous thing to do.
He claims he didn't do it.
Okay.
And, I mean, you know, we can't see. It's not like a Burgess vision where you actually see it. Like, it's an allegation. His hands are over his face. Yes, I know. But I don't think Josh McGuire is that kind of player. I really don't. I mean, you know, he's not the kind of bloke. He's only got one eye. Like, he knows how valuable the sight is. He can only see out of one eye. So why would he be going and risking somebody else to lose sight? I really think eye gouging at that, of all people, Josh McGuire is not the bloke who would do that.
Righto, Dobbo, we've got to leave it there, mate. Enjoy your afternoon and your weekend. And that's all thanks to...
Go the Titans.
Yeah. Oh, why are you on the Titans bandwagon?
Helping you... mate, we're running out of time.
Oh, sorry.
We need to cut it right there.
Okay,
Dobbo, go and enjoy your afternoon. So, we'll come back. And we'll not far away from kickoff as Triple M rocks the footy. And we are live for kickoff today. This should be an interesting game. Titans, Dragons, sure, not a lot on the line other than pride. Dragons as per program, 1-17. Gold Coast Titans, we see Peachy start at 6 in jumper number 14. So he'll play 5-8. We see Rain come in to play hooker to play at 9. The bench is now for Tuaga, Lee, Cartwright and Leilani Latu. It's a Gold Coast Titans side that this could really... Ryan go pear-shaped this afternoon for the Titans. I have absolutely no faith in
Well, the fact that, you know, they get a couple of good ones back, don't they, that didn't play last week. Obviously, Brimson's back in, and the man that there's been out since, I think, Origin 1, Jai Arrow. Yeah. So he'll tighten up their middle. It's always a concern, though, isn't it, when they lose Pete, who is a guy that does a lot of work through the middle of the field, and Ash Taylor, well, we've sort of all been waiting for him to come back from his mini hiatus for the last sort of month or so, and I was excited to hopefully see him come down here today and show us his wares, but that's not to be. Peachy goes into the halves, so Riley Jacks will have to take over mostly the game management aspect of it. But when you look at this St. George Illawarra outfit, I mean, there's quality all through it, and I just kind of get the feeling, I mean, the last two times they've played the Gold Coast, they've scored 96 points. So there's something that the Dragons do the Gold Coast don't like, and with Whittet back after a couple of weeks and starting to build some combinations. Look, they lacked a little bit of spark last week, didn't they, against the Eels, but defended with a lot more grunt. James Graham plays his 400th first-grade game, obviously not in the NRL, but overall. And I think you've got young Aitken plays his 100th. So there's a fair bit going on. There won't be a big crowd here for the Dragons today, but they should go on and get this job done comfortably.
All right. Em, who do you like this one? Who's your tip?
I like the Dragons. I think with Whittet back now that they've had a couple of weeks with him there and the desperation. I mean, they don't want to... I mean, they're close to the bottom of the ladder, but I think they'll be more desperate today.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll take a break. We'll come back with final thoughts on the game from Wendell and we'll get the boys to give us a Jack Links... boys and girls to get a Jack Links bowl prediction as well and hopefully get a chance to have a look at some of those other games in Super Saturday. Some big games on across the weekend. And we'll take you right into the finals here at Triple M. We are live at Cogwood Jubilee Oval. It's retro round. It's the Dragons versus the Titans. We're back with kickoff as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.